You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends.
And staff.
Now, what he said.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yes, it's WMDX, 92.7 John and Gordy in the morning, and we're hanging out here in the morning. As long as allowed by the federal government, as long as they don't cast their eye this way, we're good, and we're very happy that each and every day we're able to do this.
Yes, we are.
And to bring you the latest news and commentary, and the hopes that in the not too distant future we won't be broadcasting from some kind of FEMA camp of some sort, or prison cell.
Now, happy Friday morning to you. Rise and shine, shake a leg up and at 'em.
You're so top positive. Of the morning. I keep losing the internet on my computer here. I don't understand it. Yeah.
Mine's working okay. You see, there were ICE arrests reported in Madison yesterday.
Yeah.
Seven people were arrested by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Northeast Madison.
Thank God. You know, I thought, when are they going to get here?
Well, they're here.
We've got trouble, and they're not paying attention to Madison. Wow. Okay. You know, this isn't right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So it's Friday. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a great, great
it's going to be
great
hot
Friday. I guess it's going to be hot today. But by the way, there's a prediction that tomorrow it's going to be a record high.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And then Sunday, of course, we have our walk to end Alzheimer's at Warner Park. It's going to be warm, mid-80s, I think. And should be pretty good. Good walking weather, anyway. And, and the Cubs. Cubs are in the playoffs.
Yeah,
I'm sure you watched the game yesterday, right, John?
No,
you didn't see it. You missed it.
I heard my wife listening.
It was on ESPN.
I know. I heard it.
Okay,
I heard it. Look, I like the play-by-play announcers for the Cubs.
Oh, sure, Pat and Ron.
Yeah,
Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer.
I think they're really good.
They're excellent. Yes. Yeah. So the Cubs take on the Brewers beginning tomorrow with that series in Milwaukee. It's a five-game set.
Are we giving away tickets for that? Do we need
I don't think we have tickets for that, at least not that I'm aware of yet.
Well, Gordy, would you still go if they make it far in the playoffs? Would you go to a game?
Of course I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hmm. Would you turn down Would you turn down tickets if you had an opportunity to go?
No, I would accept those tickets.
Would you ever?
No. Yeah, I even got my Cubs hat on.
Whatever that contest was that we used to do.
Would you rather?
Would you rather? Would you ever?
Put that one on the shelf for a while. 9 minutes past the hour, and...
Well, we got a question here. Bud texted us and said, did I just hear in a news report that the Coliseum can hold 100,000 people? He goes, I don't think so.
Where did that come from?
I don't think
it does.
What are
you talking about?
I don't know.
You mean the Alliance Center Coliseum? Dane County
Coliseum? I would
think
so, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't think it holds that many.
Where Dairy Expo is taking place, right?
That's right, the World Dairy Expo. Yes. Yeah. In fact, we're going to be talking to Pam Yonke in about 10 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. Get an update on that. And also, of course, Rocker will be here with a Max Inc. preview in our next hour. And we'll check in with Savannah Tomei Olson. And it's our last day for the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest.
Excellent.
Yeah. So one more chance today.
One more.
Well, several chances throughout the day. But
several,
you know,
chances.
7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock. I don't know. It goes on and on.
It does go on and on.
But yeah, plenty of chances to still get in to win those tickets. Yeah. Okay. What do we got? Yes. What? Ice in Madison? Yes. Yes. That was the report.
Happened?
That's
did,
on
did
the
it,
news.
Did they rappel from helicopters overhead? Oh, my God. Can you believe that happened in Chicago?
Oh, I know.
We'll get to that story in a bit. Yeah.
But, yes, ICE was in Madison yesterday, and they arrested 7 people in the northeast side of Madison.
Yeah.
That's the word we're hearing this morning. Let's see. We're getting some more texts in here.
Just hoping an urban assault vehicle like the one in Stripes doesn't show up at my house.
Stripes, what a great movie.
That or Black Hawk helicopters, again, rappelling down to invade your home.
Right.
An entire apartment complex in Chicago.
Yeah.
Which is just so extreme, so overwhelming. To take these individuals out of the apartments and put them in trucks.
Mm.
The kids in trucks.
I know.
Half-naked people in trucks, out of bed, just rappelling down, take them out of their apartments, and put them in trucks. That's the thing here is we're not talking about immigration anymore. We're talking about this is the way our society is treating the American public now. This is what's happening in this country. This is that next step, and it's a very, very fast pace that they're going on.
Yeah.
So, we try to add some humor to all of this, but sometimes it's really frustrating.
Well,
you know?
It's not funny.
I know.
It's just
outrageous.
It's outrageous, and it's sad.
Yeah.
It's awful. Yeah.
So, there are little bits of...
What? What's up?
What?
What's going on?
God. I don't know. I can't stay on the internet here. I don't know what's going on. I'm
what,
losing,
really?
I'm
Are you getting knocked off?
I'm fine, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, mine's working.
I had like
okay.
5 stories I wanted to
I
talk about very quickly here. It just keeps going in and out and in and out. Okay. Medicare users could soon lose perks that they love, and that is... choosing their doctor. They may not be able to choose their doctor anymore. It might be just the healthcare companies deciding who you see and when you can see them. You got to get pre-approval. This is the new revamped Medicare. What they're trying to do now is they're trying to cut costs. Anytime you hear that from the administration, especially this one, you know that you're going to lose a whole bunch of stuff. Now, they're saying this is very close to Medicare Advantage, which is the private version of Medicare, and they offer more perks with Medicare Advantage. I've actually enjoyed it over the last 5 or 6 years, but I'll tell you what, they are denying a lot of claims.
Mm.
And so that's the kind of screening process they're going to put Medicare into now. And if the doctor doesn't think you should see a specialist and you think you need to, they can turn you down and you can't see that specialist. And this is a cost-cutting measure by the administration. Cost-cutting and health care doesn't go together in my book.
No.
All right? So this is not a good thing.
It's awful.
Now, this is outrageous, if anything. So... you know, I don't know. This cost-cutting thing is really driving me crazy because they're killing programs, and we're going to get into why they're going after Democratic, liberal states, blue state programs and funding is just if you're going to run a campaign for the midterms, I don't think that's going to be a plus. You know, I cut blue state funding.
Yeah.
I heard a whole bunch of people in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know,
I can't see it.
I don't see that.
Yeah. Well, the government shutdown continues.
Yeah.
Day 3 here. Yeah. Nothing's changed overnight.
Well, you know, the billionaires are at it again. This is another quick story that finally the page came up. Apple has removed the ice tracking app that they had at their site.
Oh, really?
After Trump pressured them. I for some reason remember how much they complained. They still complain about how Biden pressured big tech to take down or try to tamp down misinformation on the internet, right? Remember that?
Yes.
Can't do that. That's censorship, right?
Right, yeah.
Apple removed the ice tracking app after Trump and the AG pressured them to do so. So here we go. You know, what they can do, they have a separate policy for MAGA, and they can do anything they want. We have another policy over here, and we are under their thumb, the iron fist of the MAGA.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just angry.
So happy
this
morning. Can we start over?
They zip tied kids in Chicago.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, thanks, yeah. Mark.
Yeah, I know.
Just to make
it's
it,
on.
Yeah. Make us happier just from knowing that. Removing the ice tracking app. I don't know. Maybe you can still get it someplace else. Maybe has it.
Maybe. Referring back to this urban assault vehicle, like the one in Stripes.
Yes.
That's such a great movie. I love the part where they just say, "Lighten up, Francis." And you got to go into Czechoslovakia. It's just like going to Wisconsin. Some great lines in that movie.
Yeah. Bill
Murray
was a great
best
movie.
John Candy.
I just saw that there's no ice app that you can't get anywhere. You can't get the tracking app anywhere on any device.
Yeah.
But you can get, there's an ICE immigration alert only on Android that you can get, which is crazy. But
that might be the app though.
Maybe that's it.
It's just an alert. Yeah. Maybe it is. But
okay, just an alert.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, by the way, you know, of course, I mentioned before our walk to end Alzheimer's is this Sunday. We are inching up to our goal. We still have a long way to go, though. We're up 51% now.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is just $1,000. We're at $506, but we're going to encourage you to help us out here today. This is our last day to be able to reach out. Of course, the walk is this Sunday at Warner Park. It starts at 10 a.m. You can get there a little earlier. There are going to be a lot of speakers and a lot of research material and things that you can find out about Alzheimer's, and it's really a good time. We did it last year. We're going to do it again this year. If you would like to help us out, go to WMDXradio.com, find the Alzheimer's link on the image carousel. That's at the top of the page. Should be the image there, the first image, and you can join us by clicking on that image, and it's purple.
It is?
Yeah, I didn't know. I'm colorblind. I didn't know it was purple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was blue. So just click and sponsor our walk for Alzheimer's. What am I leaving out here, Tom? Did I get it all? Click on the Join in Giving image. That should take you to our page on ALZ.org. Mm-hmm. So you can donate right to our page, the WMDX radio page. We're a little over halfway now, $506. Hey, chip in $5 or $10. It all counts.
So the link is the first visual on our website?
It's at the carousel at the top. I didn't find it at the first image. I think it was the third or fourth image.
It's
called a carousel because it goes round and round. So you gotta,
I was going to say, and no one knows what that is. I was trying to figure it out when you first told me, but I thought, yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. It's the second image. It's
pictures that flip.
It's a second image.
Second image, yeah.
On the website, yeah.
All right. 19 past the hour. When we come back, we'll check in with Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, and find out what's happening at the World Dairy Expo.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Tony Gordy in Madtown.
Yes.
Beautiful morning in Madison. overlooking State Street. No leaf blowers, no sidewalk buffers.
No.
Not yet anyway. It's still pretty dark out there, but we've got some high temperatures coming today. High around, what, 88 degrees?
Yes.
Maybe a record high tomorrow as well. This is, what do they call it, an Indian summer?
I think they call it global warming. Yeah.
Oh.
But it's similar to Indian summer.
Yes, yeah. Okay, global warming. That's even more positive and makes me just smile when I think about it.
It's 23 past the hour, and yeah, it's going to be nice all day long.
You know what I'd like to do is, I like, what? You know, the reason we put CJ on is to find out what megas are thinking, why they think the way they think, and I have a whole bunch of questions I'd love to ask at this point, especially about climate change.
Hmm.
And I was thinking about that this morning. Climate change is one of those things that there's overwhelming support for the idea of climate change.
In the scientific community, yes.
But the scientific community also has those naysayers who are saying, well, it's the biggest hoax ever perpetrated on the rest of the world. Oh, God.
And they still believe that.
I hate that line. Yes, they do believe that. Here's the thing I'd like to ask, you know. Why do megas think they can drag us down with them? Take us with them into this climate hellscape that we're entering.
Right.
That's what I want to know. I want to know why they think they can take us down with them.
Mm-hmm.
And what pleasure they receive from doing that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, that's something to ponder, but first, let's go to Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe.
I didn't see that. I didn't see the phone up here, so we're good.
She's joining us via StreamYard this morning. Good morning. Good morning, Pam.
Believe me, I didn't know where we were going either. I was starting to rifle through my notes quickly to figure out if I could compliment what John was talking about.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, I am one of those sitting in the dark and sweating already at World Dairy Expo. That heat that you allude to, though, guys, has really been quite an issue for a lot of the livestock operators out here.
Oh,
this
really?
Is just flat out too hot. This was not expected. And so they have had to turn to all kinds of technology, both purchased and just dreamt up, to try to keep these animals cool. You know, you got to remember, a cow's average body temperature is 102. That's when she's healthy.
I didn't know that.
She loves temperatures that are more in the mid 40s. That is when she feels her best.
Mm-hmm.
So when they start showing stress, they just don't walk as nice. They're like the rest of us. You just don't look your best. And so there's been all kinds of investments. I'd love to know what the local cash receipts look like at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and places like that, because they've been buying what we call swamp coolers, which is basically dehumidifiers that can kind of kick out air conditioning right next to the cow. So anything that they can do to try to keep these animals comfortable. Barn fans are going crazy. The Alliant Energy Center and its electric bill is probably just spinning at the speed of sound.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just doing what they can to try to keep these animals. They're all going to be well taken care of, but they are going to be on their way into the show ring. Some of them are already at the wash rack. Today is the big day. At about 4 o'clock this afternoon, we will announce the Supreme Champion. And there's a bunch of Wisconsin cows that are still in the running for that. And then after that is done, they will actually release the cows. And then it's up to the people that own them if they decide they want to put them on the truck and try to move them, or if they're going to stay on grounds and try to use the facilities that are available to keep those animals comfortable. So it's going to be an interesting 24 hours to see exactly how these dairymen from across North America decide to manage it.
Yeah.
So then today is the last day for all of
this.
So it wraps up late this afternoon, and then do they start heading out of town right away, or do they wait till tomorrow?
Yeah.
They
will. Some will, especially those that are, you know, maybe just a few hours from home. Those that are going to be, think about it. A lot of those semi-trailers are not air-conditioned. They keep slats open so that the wind comes through, but a lot of them are not air-conditioned. Mm. So they may wait until dark, because obviously it's cooler at night.
Yeah.
And then take them halfway if they're going to Canada, or take them halfway if they're going to California or something like that. But they're really going to have to watch these temperatures. And to your point, I think I saw projections for temperatures near 90 tomorrow. Yeah. And that's not just Wisconsin. That's going to be around all the upper Midwest. So they really have to plan these, strategically plan how they're going to get these animals home once the show concludes. Unless, yes, today is the last day. 9 until 4 are the official hours. And then, like I said, if you want to watch online, World Dairy Expo's got Expo TV if you want to see the Supreme Champion at about 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay. All right. That sounds great.
Okay. Well, I hope things go well on this last day there, because that's how's attendance been this year? It's always pretty good.
It's pretty good. Yeah. I won't say it's fantastic, because the weather is too good. A lot of Wisconsin farmers, for example, stayed home to take care of field crops. But I think everybody's very happy. And despite milk prices, it's pretty upbeat. Next week, we can talk about some of the other hot topics that got attention, which yesterday was immigration reform, and also talking about what the federal government shutdown means to farmers. So we can pick that baton up and toss it next week, boys. But okay. And I'm sorry, John, that I disemboweled your climate change. You had a good thing going there, man. You were like going ready for the closing arguments, and then, here's Yankee.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, I usually just go by what I see up on the screen, and I saw just a black spot. I thought, well, you weren't there yet. I was just trying to fill some space.
Okay.
But yeah, I get frustrated.
I'm a black spot here at World Dairy Expo. That is true. I am a black spot at World Dairy Expo.
Oh, come on.
You're a ray of sunshine.
You are the fabulous farm babe. No doubt about it.
All right, Pam.
Thank you so much.
Have a good weekend. Okay. Talk to you Monday.
We'll talk to you Monday. Very good. That's Pam Yonke, fabulous farm babe. In fact, the Midwest Food and Farm Report straight ahead. And then when we come back, Idiocracy for this Friday morning on WMDX.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
No! You dense, irritating, miniature beast of burden!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Dumb all the time.
24/7.
What it's all about, really. Yeah. We're in the shutdown. This is John and Gordy in the morning on WMDX 92.7.
It is 6:35. Nice clear skies this morning. It's going to be a hot one, though. Temperatures topping out in the upper 80s for today. Right now, 60 degrees. Want to remind you once again, hey, today is the last day for our Go for the Green and Gold contest. We'll have that opening up right after 7 o'clock, and we'll also be checking in with Savannah Tomei Olson around that time. And our Alzheimer's walk is this Sunday. Go to wmdxradio.com, find the Alzheimer's link on the image carousel. It is the first image that you will see as that carousel goes around and round. Just click on the Join Us in Giving image. That will take you to the ALZ.org page, and you can donate right there. We have a goal of $1,000. We're a little more than halfway there now, but we still have a long way to go. So any donation is welcome. No donation is too big or too small. So jump on that right now, WMDXradio.com, and help us out for the walk to end Alzheimer's.
All right.
Which is this Sunday at Warner Park.
Yeah. Shutdown time, and everybody's wondering where we're going to go next with this thing, because it appears that the administration is not going to negotiate with the Democrats at all anything at all.
That seems to be the case.
They're drawing the line, and it's a really good indicator as to what they really want to accomplish and what they want to do. This has been something that they just can't drop. They can't get. They want to kill health care for the American public. It's just hard for me to even grasp this. But they've hated Obamacare since it began, before it began. They hate it, and they tried to kill it so many other times.
50 or 60 times officially in Congress.
You know, here we are. Now they have an opportunity to kill it, but kill it in a way that, you know, is kind of voluntary by making it too expensive for people to buy. So that's the way they're going to kill the Affordable Care Act, the ACA, Obamacare. And they're not going to come back to the table. They don't want to negotiate this one particular item because this is their chance to do away with this. And I've heard so many times these other Republicans talking about, well, let's just go to a free market system where there's competition. Let's do that. We have had that in the past.
Didn't work.
It did not work.
And
then I heard one of them, we'll play the cut later, but I think they said something like, well, you know, people should understand how expensive health care is. What? Really? Well, I didn't know that. Oh my goodness. Gee, what a revelation. Is it expensive? My goodness sakes. I don't know where that person is living, what world they're in, or they've just had... company employment health care.
Oh, there's still some of that, yes.
There's a lot of that. Yeah. But the people that work for companies that supply health care, they're completely shielded, insulated from the prices. They don't know anything about it. And corporations and businesses, small businesses especially, can't afford the premium prices that are going up. It's not just going to be so expensive that people won't be able to get it on the Affordable Care Act. Businesses won't be able to sign up for it because it's way too expensive. And they may even cut back on a lot of the things that they get as benefits. So this thing, they are going to kill the Affordable Care Act by making it too expensive. And I have mentioned this. We've been talking about it, haven't we? For the last four or 5 months on this thing.
Well, sure.
Well, yeah, before this became an issue. But we've been talking about the fact that Democrats have to go out there and fight for the premium support. They also have to fight for universal health care. That is the solution to all of this, not the free market, not the way it used to be, which was a disaster. That's why we have the Affordable Care Act and pre-existing conditions. Covered. They want to go back to a system where they weren't covered, where you paid more if you were sick. So anyway, this is a huge issue, and we're not seeing them come to the table to negotiate this. They want to see this happen, and we're going to be in shutdown mode for a long time.
And we got a text here from Mark in the SAC. He says, and all these politicians get their health care paid by us. Yes. Yeah.
And that's another thing we've been beating to death on this show.
Yeah.
Why don't the Democrats say, look, we should discontinue the political people's insurance policies, all politicians' insurance policies, get rid of it. And until they come up with something for us, they don't get it either.
Right.
We shouldn't pay for their health care. If they're going to keep healthcare away from us, and they're using it as a hammer to beat us to death here and take away everything that we possibly have, all our benefits, all of the government services, because of the shutdown, they're going to cut even more and more funding to the states. They're already doing it, especially to the blue states. Again,
they're targeting the blue states.
Great campaign slogan.
Yeah. And they want to get rid of jobs soon. They want to fire more federal workers, too.
Yes.
All that on top of that. You can call us right now. Phones are open, 608-879-8255.
There were a lot of predictions about the shutdown and everything. Ezra Klein put out his thoughts on it. Let's listen to what he said a while back before the shutdown.
In about 3 weeks, the government's funding will run out. Democrats will face a choice. Join Republicans to fund a government that Trump is turning into a tool of authoritarian takeover and vengeance, or shut the government down. Democrats faced a version of this choice 6 months ago.
The chainsaw for bureaucracy.
We were in the full muzzle velocity stage of the presidency.
More mass firings in the U.S. government.
Froze federal funding on projects across the country.
He is taking retribution.
The law firms have to behave themselves.
Sweeping tariffs.
But why Canada?
And Democrats at that moment seemed completely overwhelmed and outmatched.
We will win.
I kept hearing people say they lacked a message, but that's not what they lacked. What they lacked was power. They didn't have power. They didn't have the House or the Senate, but they did have one sliver of leverage. In order to fund the government, Senate Republicans needed Democratic votes. Not just one or two votes. They needed at least seven Democrats to reach that magic 60-vote threshold in the Senate.
All eyes are on Democrats and what they'll do.
I'm not going to tell you I'm sure Democrats should shut down the government. I'm not. At the same time, joining Republicans to fund this government is worse than failing at opposition.
Yeah, yep.
That is complicity. Democratic leaders have had 6 months to come up with a plan. If there is a better plan than a shutdown, great. But if the plan is still nothing, act normal and hope for the best, then Democrats need new leaders.
Well, I'll go along with that.
Okay.
They need new leaders.
Yeah.
And I think Ezra brings up a really good point on all of that. But also, Senator Alyssa Slotkin brought up a good point on it. This was, again, a while back, but this was her suggestion. This is cut 49. And let's hear what she had to say.
All right. A lot of Michiganders, probably most Michiganders, are going to be getting notice this fall of a significant rate increase in your private insurance. What I'd encourage you to do is get that letter that you're going to get, black out your address and your name, and post that online. I want people to understand that the rate increase that you're getting is because of what the president has decided to do on health care in this country, and we shouldn't take that lying down.
Great ideas.
Yeah, that's a terrific idea.
Post your bill.
Yeah.
How that bill went up.
Yeah, but block out your information.
It'll freak out a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the way to go. This is the grassroots version of fighting back against these crazy.
Well, when you get your bill,
brutal people.
So you have two sons living at home.
Yeah.
Are they both under the age of 27?
Is that the cutoff? Well, 26 to be on the family plan, but one is 26, the other is 23. But here's the thing: they're on Badger Care at this point.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Because we have businesses and we deduct all the money and, you know, the net income is still below
the...
and where we still qualify for that, at least for them.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is on the ACA and, of course, they are too, but through Badger Care.
I see.
That goes away if any of this is to continue. If the MAGAs get their way, a lot of this is going away. Now, the Badger Care, which is Medicaid... that goes away after the midterm elections. Mm-hmm. They didn't have the courage to put it in place before the midterm elections.
No, of course not.
So they're going to delay it and put it after. They've already put it after the election. So you'll be surprised and angry, but it'll be too late. You've already elected these Republicans to continue, destroying our government and not providing health care for you and your family. So, yeah, this is a big deal. That's why I'm fighting this. I've always thought we should have universal health care. Bernie Sanders has been talking about it ad nauseum for at least three or four decades.
Right.
Every other country in the world says it's a great idea, yet Republicans have the balls, the nerve to go out and say, well, we don't want a universal system. That's crazy. You know, it's like, no, every other country has it. What is wrong with you? They haven't. Collapse. Those countries aren't, socialist bastions of craziness. Everybody has it. It's a way to stabilize the economy in those countries, stabilize what people think about their countries, and certainly gives a tremendous amount of comfort to families knowing that they're covered and they won't have major bills to pay and spend all of their hard-earned money that they put together for their college funds, all that stuff, and with one emergency, a healthcare emergency, you spend it all and you don't have it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This is to keep the middle class in their place. We can't move up. This is destroying mobility, upward mobility.
Let's go to the phones. Matt is on the line. Good morning, Matt. Go ahead.
Morning, guys. I just wanted to bring up this, we're suffering with this ICE militarism because we have spent more on the military over the last 40 years than we have spent on anything else.
Yeah.
And it's a bunch of boys with toys. They have too many toys. And that's why we can't have universal health care. Every other country makes a choice. Are you going to take care of your people, or are you going to make a bunch of weapons? And China now has a military that can challenge us, but they've only spent a fraction of what we've spent. So they're clearly smarter and more strategic.
Yeah.
But they also care about sustainability. We don't. And they don't have to worry about Christian fanatics that just believe stuff because they're raised to just believe stuff. And they believe they can compete with countries that have three times as many people.
Yeah,
and it's crazy.
It
so
is
that's
crazy.
That's why we are here. You have to stop funding this military jobs program.
Yeah.
Good point.
All right,
that's
man.
Why we're here. We're
yeah,
suffering
Matt.
Because we keep pouring money into these weapons and toys.
We got to take a break here, Matt, but thank you very much for that input. You're right on.
Thank you, Matt. We've got more calls waiting. We'll get to those when we come back with John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the age of stupid. Stupid! Welcome to the age of stupid.
It's so frustrating, it really is.
Yeah.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. Check us out on the Civic Media app as well, and choose WMDX. Text note us, whatever you're going to do, just give us a call. I don't care anymore. No, we want to hear from you.
Of course we do.
I am so tired of talking about this.
Well, yes, we want everybody to let us know how they feel.
The biggest frustration for me is that we've been talking about this for the last 3 weeks and begging the Democrats. Remember, I wanted to talk to the head of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin just to make sure. I mean, they changed. But I wanted to make sure that they got on board with going for universal health care and to tell everybody they're trying to save the Affordable Care Act.
Some sort of light at the end of the tunnel.
And they all just started doing it 2 or 3 days before the shutdown.
Yeah.
That's not soon
Come
enough.
On, man.
That's not building up to this.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let's go to the telephone lines and let somebody else do the talking.
Good morning, Joe. Go ahead. Please, take it away.
I think one of the things that's happening is this desire for clarity, at least what I'm hearing from you and what I'm feeling myself. Save the ACA. I mean, everybody knows somebody who's got a family member or a friend on it. Just really simple, save the ACA. When you spoke of the, I'm sorry, I don't remember the representative or the official from Michigan who said, post your insurance bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Post the bill so people can see it. And I think there's also the Democrats could do something with, here are people's medical bills now. Here's what they're going to look like after the midterms if we don't change who's in the House and the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what your bill is going to look like. I thought that I don't know if you focused on this or not. I think you have the Congressperson Dean, Madeline Dean, who cornered Speaker Johnson about Trump's terrible performance and how this guy is sliding down the hill, sliding into the rat hole.
I'll play that next for you. Okay,
Okay, yeah, and I think what she says in there is so clear
and
concise, and at one point she says, our enemies are laughing, that needs to be repeated again and again and again, and it's clear and it's simple.
Yeah.
So same way, Save the ACA is clear and simple. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe. Well, let's play that. It's cut 18, and again, this is Madeline Dean. She's a representative. Quartered Mike Johnson, and Mike Johnson was very dismissive, and I can't. But he was also admitting that maybe Trump is losing it.
Okay, so, maybe.
So let's listen to this.
Yesterday, Democratic Congresswoman Madeline Dean confronted Speaker Mike Johnson in front of the cameras and said what a lot of people are thinking, that Donald Trump is unwell.
The president is unhinged. He is unwell.
What are you doing? A lot of folks on your side are too. I don't control.
Oh my God! Please, that performance in front of the generals—that
I didn't see it.
Is so dangerous. You know I serve on foreign affairs and appropriations. Yep. This is a collision of those two things. Our allies are looking elsewhere. Our enemies are laughing.
I just left
you
the
have a president who is, you have a president who is unwell.
That's right. Very unwell. And he said, well,
he's
you,
just
you have unwell people on your side of the aisle, too.
I didn't see it. I was in a meeting.
Yeah, that's
sure.
Right. I
really?
Didn't see it.
Okay.
That, I am so tired of that excuse from the Republicans. But to avoid commentary,
right.
They said, well,
I
didn't hear that.
Yeah,
well, I
a,
didn't read that.
Yeah,
I'll have to check into that.
I know what you're
that.
Talking about.
Let's
man.
Get to the political girl. She has a great comment. And this is in regards to J.D. Vance's refusal to give emergency services to immigrants who are injured. Listen,
this is a Democrat talking point. They say we're not actually trying to give health care benefits
26.
To illegal aliens, and here's why it's not.
Is that it?
No, that is
give
not
me a sec.
It. Okay.
We've got another cut I want to get to eventually. Rick,
oh, yes.
Who's talking about how the Democrats are handling the shutdown.
Yeah, yeah.
But
we'll get to that. All right, let's go to here.
So J.D. Vance just went on Fox News and lied his face off. Listen to this, and I'm going to be back to explain.
Yeah, so this is a Democrat talking point. They say we're not actually trying to give health care benefits to illegal aliens, and here's why it's not true. There are two Biden-era programs that explicitly gave the taxpayer health care money to illegal aliens that we turned off when President Trump took over in January. Program number one is there's a lot of emergency health care at hospitals that are provided to illegal aliens. That was funded by the federal government. We turned off that funding because, of course, we want American citizens to benefit from those hospital services, not to be taxed, and then to have those hospital services go to illegal aliens.
So in 1986, President Reagan signed a federal law called EMTALA, EMTALA. It mandated hospitals take care of any person that comes into their emergency rooms. It didn't say legal or illegal, just person. So if someone was in a giant car accident and they're bleeding out, no one's asking them for their passport. EMTALA required emergency rooms and hospitals provided treatment regardless of the patient's ability to pay or their immigration status. Meaning if you're a visitor to this country or a tourist and you have an accident or a medical emergency, you are also eligible to receive care. What JD is talking about turning off is the payment the federal government made to emergency rooms and hospitals for the treatment of these people as mandated by the law.
That's right.
So thanks to JD and Donald's administration, hospitals are now forced to eat the costs of that federal requirement, which means they are forced to pass those costs along to us, the consumer,
higher
the
prices.
People with insurance, the citizens of this country, for what the government is no longer paying them back for.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't save us any money. They just made a terrible system even worse. But this has nothing to do with what the Democrats are fighting for, and JD knows it. We don't just let people die in ERs in America. But the Democrats aren't fighting about that. They are fighting to preserve the health care of citizens who are going to lose their coverage due to skyrocketing costs that were engineered by the Republican Party. The Republicans cut Medicaid, which affects Medicare, and people with private insurance. They are closing rural hospitals, which only makes urban hospitals more crowded and understaffed. They took federal funding that paid for EMTALA, and now they are refusing to extend the federal tax incentives to offset the ACA costs so people will no longer be able to afford their insurance. They are putting tariffs on pharmaceutical drugs, all of which will kill people. And the Democrats are like, hey man, we should be a cooler country than that. Maybe our people shouldn't be dying of treatable illnesses or bleeding out in the streets while we brag that we're the hottest and best country in the world. And the Republicans are like, nah, f*** that. Americans can die for all we care.
That's right.
But let us be sure to send billions of dollars to Argentina and Israel, both countries that have universal health care.
All right.
Okay.
Good comment.
Yes.
And prices going up, up, up. And that's what they're doing to the American public.
Mm-hmm. 6:59. We've got news straight ahead. Then we'll check in.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.